This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Iran has strongly condemned a U.S. military attack on its nuclear facilities, calling it a grave violation of international law and the United Nations Charter. The Iranian Foreign Ministry labeled the strike a brutal act of aggression and held the United States fully responsible for the consequences. In a statement released hours after the U.S. strike, Iran accused the U.S. of acting in coordination with Israel, which Iran described as a genocidal regime. It claimed the attack targeted peaceful nuclear sites that are under the supervision of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Meanwhile, Iran executed its most significant missile barrage of the year against Israel early this morning as part of the operation True Promise 3, targeting Ben Gurion Airport, biological research centers, and command and control facilities. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps confirmed the strikes were launched in response to recent U.S. and Israeli airstrikes on Iranian territory, marking a dangerous escalation in the ongoing West Asian conflict that has now entered its second week. The International Atomic Energy Agency will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow in light of the urgent situation in Iran, according to the chief of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi. In a social media post today, Grossi said he is calling an emergency meeting of the agency's board of governors after the U.S. military strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has described the U.S. attacks on Iran as a dangerous escalation, warning that the conflict in the Middle East could quickly get out of control. In a social media post, he said it is a direct threat to international peace and security. He called on the member states to de-escalate and to uphold the obligations under the UN Charter and other rules of international law. He emphasized there is no military solution and the only path forward is diplomacy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the President of Iran, Masoud Pezeshkian, and expressed deep concern that the recent escalation between Iran and Israel. In a social media post, they discussed the current situation in detail. Modi said in a social media post that he reiterated the call for immediate de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward and for early restoration of regional peace, security and stability. Nepal and Sri Lanka have expressed gratitude to India for assisting in the evacuation of their citizens under Operation Sindhu from conflict-hit Iran. Sri Lanka's Foreign Ministry, Vijita Herat, has thanked the Indian government for its timely assistance in evacuating Sri Lankan nationals from Iran alongside Indian citizens. Calling it a thoughtful act, Herat said the gesture reflects the deep bonds and enduring partnership between Sri Lanka and India. Meanwhile, a total of 1,117 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran so far. The Ministry of External Affairs has reported that 290 of them returned home safely last night on a special flight from Masad, which landed in New Delhi. In a breakthrough in the Pahalgam terror attack case, the National Investigation Agency has arrested two men for allegedly harboring the terrorist who carried out the attack. In a statement, the NIA said that the two men, Parvez Ahmed Jotar from Batkote and Bashir Ahmed Jotar from Hill Park, have disclosed the identities of the three armed terrorists involved in the incident. The agency further stated that the accused confirmed the terrorists were Pakistani nationals affiliated with the proscribed terrorist outfit Laskar-e-Taiba. According to the NIA, Farbej and Bashir had knowingly sheltered the three terrorists at a seasonal hut in Hill Park prior to the attack. Both men have been arrested under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. In Ladakh, the Sarad Soryatan 2025 was held at the historic Kargil War Memorial in Dras. The event was organized by the Indian Army in collaboration with Sarad Foundation and the local civil administration of Kargil. The marathon, witnessing the enthusiastic participation of over 2,500 athletes from across the country, was flagged off by the Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Eknath Shinde. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has complimented the people of Andhra Pradesh for how they have strengthened the movements to make yoga a part of their lives. Sharing the Guinness World Records of the largest yoga lesson in the Visakhapatnam yesterday with 3,105 participants, Modi said that Yogandhra Initiative and the program in Visakhapatnam, which he also took part in will always motivate several people towards good health and well-being. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.